Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. End-to-End Semi-Supervised Object Detection with Soft Teacher. Authored 2021 by Mengdu Xu, Zheng Zhang, Han Hu, Jianfeng Wang, Luan Wang, Fengyun Wei, X Bai, Zicheng Liu. Abstract. This paper presents an end-to-end semi-supervised object detection approach, in contrast to previous more complex multi-stage methods. The end-to-end training gradually improves pseudo-label qualities during the curriculum, and the more and more accurate pseudo-labels in turn benefit object detection training. We also propose two simple yet effective techniques within this framework. A soft teacher mechanism where the classification loss of each enlabeled bounding box is weighed by the classification score produced by the teacher network. A box jittering approach to select reliable pseudo-boxes for the learning of box regression. On the COCO benchmark, the proposed approach outperforms previous methods by a large margin under various labeling ratios, i.e. 1%, 5%, and 10%. Moreover, our approach proves to perform also well when the amount of labeled data is relatively large. For example, it can improve a 40.9 map baseline detector trained using the full COCO training set by plus 3.6 map, reaching 44.5 map, by leveraging the 123 kelvins in labeled images of COCO. On the state-of-the-art SWIN transformer-based object detector, 58.9 map on test dev, it can still significantly improve the detection accuracy by plus 1.5 map, reaching 60.4 map, and improve the instant segmentation accuracy by plus 1.2 map, reaching 52.4 map. Further incorporating with the Object 365 pre-trained model, the detection accuracy reaches 61.3 map and the instance segmentation accuracy reaches 53.0 map, pushing the new state of the art. The code and models will be made publicly available at https://github.com/microsoft/softteacher. 1. Introduction. Data matters. In fact, large data such as ImageNet has largely triggered the boom of deep learning in computer vision Scion. However, obtaining labels can be a bottleneck, due to the time-consuming and expensive annotation process. This has encouraged learning methods to leverage enlabeled data in training deep neural models, such as self-supervised learning and semi-supervised learning. This paper studies the problem of semi-supervised learning, in particular for object detection. For semi-supervised object detection, we are concerned with the pseudo-label-based approaches, which are the current state of the art. These approaches, reference 27, 36, conduct a multi-stage training schema, with the first stage training an initial detector using labeled data, followed by a pseudo-labeling process for enlabeled data and a retraining step based on the pseudo-labeled unannotated data. These multi-stage approaches achieve reasonably good accuracy, however, the final performance is limited by the quality of pseudo-labels generated by an initial and probably inaccurate detector trained using a small amount of labeled data. To address this issue, we present an end-to-end pseudo-label-based semi-supervised object detection framework, which simultaneously performs pseudo-labeling for enlabeled images and trains a detector using these pseudo-labels along with a few labeled ones at each iteration. Specifically, labeled and enlabeled images are randomly sampled with a preset ratio to form one data batch. Two models are applied on these images, with one conducting detection training and the other in charge of annotating pseudo-labels for enlabeled images. The former is also referred to as a student, and the latter as a teacher, which is an exponential moving average, EMMA, of the student model. This end-to-end approach avoids the complicated multi-stage training scheme. Moreover, it also enables a flywheel effect, that the pseudo-labeling and the detection training processes can mutually reinforce each other, so that both get better and better as the training goes on. Another important benefit of this end-to-end framework is that it allows for greater leverage of the teacher model to guide the training of the student model, rather than just providing some generated pseudo-boxes with hard category labels, as in previous approaches, 27, 36. A soft teacher approach is proposed to implement this insight. In this approach, the teacher model is used to directly assess all the box candidates that are generated by the student model, rather than providing pseudo-boxes to assign category labels and regression vectors to these student-generated box candidates. The direct assessment on these box candidates enables more extensive supervision information to be used in the student model training. Specifically, we first categorize the box candidates as foreground, background by their detection scores with a high foreground threshold to ensure a high precision of the positive pseudo-labels, as in reference 27. This high foreground threshold, however, results in many positive box candidates mistakenly assigned as background. To address this issue, we propose using a reliability measure to weight the loss of each background box candidate. We empirically find that a simple detection score produced by the teacher model can well serve as the reliability measure and is used in our approach. We find that this approach measure performs significantly better than previous hard foreground background assignment methods, see Table 3 and Table 4, and we name it Soft Teacher. Another approach instantiates this insight is to select reliable bounding boxes for the training of the student's localization branch by a box jittering approach. This approach first jitters a pseudo-foreground box candidate several times. Then these jittered boxes are regressed according to the teacher model's location branch, and the variance of these regressed boxes is used as a reliability measure. The box candidate with adequately high reliability will be used for the training of the student's localization branch. On MS COCO Object Detection Benchmark, Reference 16, our approach achieves 20.5 MAP, 30.7 MAP and 34.0 MAP on VAL 2017 with 1%, 5% and 10% labeled data using the FASTER RCNN, Reference 22, framework with RESNET 50, Reference 8, and FPN, Reference 14, surpassing previous best method stack, Reference 27, by plus 6.5, plus 6.4 and plus 5.4 MAP, respectively. In addition, we also perform evaluation on a more challenged setting where the labeled data has been adequately large to train a reasonably accurate object detector. Specifically, we adopt the complete COCO train 2017 set as labeled data and the unlabeled 2017 set as the unlabeled data. Under this setting, we improve the supervised baseline of a FASTER RCNN approach with RESNET 50 and ResNet 101 backbones by plus 3.6 MAP and plus 3.0 MAP, respectively. Moreover, on a state-of-the-art SWIN transformer, Reference 18, base detector which achieves 58.9 MAP for object detection and 51.2 MAP for instance segmentation on COCO Test Dev 2017, the proposed approach can still improve the accuracy by plus 1.5 MAP and plus 1.2 MAP, respectively, reaching 60.4 MAP and 52.4 MAP. Further incorporating with the Object 365, Reference 24, pre-trained model, the detection accuracy reaches 61.3 MAP and the instance segmentation accuracy reaches 53.0 MAP, which is the new state of the art on this benchmark. 2. Related works, semi-supervised learning and image classification. Semi-supervised learning and image classification can be roughly categorized into two groups, consistency-based and pseudo-label-based. The consistency-based methods, Reference 1, 23, 19, 11, leverage the unlabeled images to construct a regularization loss which encourages different perturbations of the same image to produce similar predictions. There are several ways to implement perturbations, including perturbing the model, Reference 1, augmenting the images, Reference 23, or adversarial training, Reference 19. In Reference 11, the training target is assembled by predicting different training steps. In Reference 29, they develop Reference 11 by ensembling the model itself instead of the model prediction, the so-called exponential mean average, EMMA, of the student model. The pseudo-label approaches, Reference 33, 7, 12, also named as self-training, annotate and labeled images with pseudo-labels by an initially trained classification model, and the detector is refined by these pseudo-labeled images. Unlike our method which focuses on object detection, the pseudo-label does not have to solve the problem of assigning foreground, background labels in box regression when classifying images. Recently, some works, Reference 32, 3, 2, 26, explore the importance of data augmentation in semi-supervised learning, which inspire us to use the weak augmentation to generate pseudo-labels in the strong augmentation for the learning of detection models. Semi-supervised learning in object detection. Similar to the semi-supervised learning in image classification, semi-supervised object detection methods also have two categories, the consistency methods, Reference 10, 28, and pseudo-label methods, Reference 20, 36, 13, 27, 31. Our method belongs to the pseudo-label category. In Reference 20, 36, the predictions of different data augmentation are ensembled to form the pseudo-labels for unlabeled images. In Reference 13, a selective net is trained to select the pseudo-label. In Reference 31, a box detected on an unlabeled image is pasted onto a labeled image, and the localization consistency estimation is performed onto the pasted label image. As the image itself is modified, a very thorough detection process is required in Reference 31. In our method, only the lightweight detection head is processed. Stack, Reference 27, proposes to use a weak data augmentation for model training and a strong data augmentation is used for performing pseudo-label. However, like other pseudo-label methods, 20, 36, 13, 27, 31, it also follows the multi-stage training scheme. In contrast, our method is an end-to-end pseudo-labeling framework, which avoids the complicated training process and also achieves better performance. Object detection focuses on designing efficient and accurate detection framework. There are two mainstreams, single-stage object detectors, 17, 21, 30, and two-stage object detectors, 6, 22, 14, 34, 35. The main difference between the two types of methods is whether to use a cascade to filter a large number of object candidates, proposals. In theory, our method is compatible with both types of methods. However, to allow a fair comparison with previous works, reference 28, 27, on semi-supervised object detection, we use faster RCNN, reference 22, as our default detection framework to illustrate our method. 3. Methodology. Figure 2 illustrates an overview of our end-to-end training framework. There are two models, a student model and a teacher model. The student model is learned by both the detection losses on the labeled images and on the unlabeled images using pseudoboxes. The unlabeled images have two sets of pseudoboxes, which are used to drive the training of the classification branch and the regression branch, respectively. The teacher model is an exponential moving average, EMMA, of the student model. Within this end-to-end framework, there are two crucial designs, soft teacher and box jittering. 3.1. End-to-end pseudo-labeling framework. We first introduce the end-to-end framework for pseudo-label-based semi-supervised object detection. Our approach follows the teacher-student training scheme. In each training iteration, labeled images and unlabeled images are randomly sampled according to a data sampling ratio senior to form a training data batch. The teacher model is performed to generate the pseudo-boxes on unlabeled images, and the student model is trained on both labeled images with the ground truth and unlabeled images with the pseudo-boxes as the ground truth. Thus, the overall loss is defined as the weighted sum of supervised loss and unsupervised loss. L equals Ls plus LU. 1. Where Ls and LU denote supervised loss of labeled images and unsupervised loss of unlabeled images respectively, a controls contribution of unsupervised loss. Both of them are normalized by the respective number of images in the training data batch. Where E indicates the ITH labeled image, E indicates the ITH unlabeled image, LCLs is the classification loss, LREG is the box regression loss, N and NU denote the number of labeled images and unlabeled images, respectively. At the beginning of training, both the teacher model and student model are randomly initialized. As the training progresses, the teacher model is continuously updated by the student model, and we follow the common practices, reference 29, 26, that the teacher model is updated by exponential moving average, EMMA, strategy. In contrast to taking a simple probability distribution as the pseudo-label in image classification, creating pseudo-label for object detection is more complicated since an image usually contains multiple objects and the annotation of objects consists of location and category. Given an unlabeled image, the teacher model is used to detect objects and thousands of box candidates are predicted. The non-maximum suppression, NMS, is then performed to eliminate redundancy. Although most redundant boxes are removed, there are still some non-foreground candidates left. Therefore, only candidates with the foreground score higher than a threshold are retained as the pseudo-boxes. In order to generate high-quality pseudo-boxes and to facilitate the training of the student model, we draw on FixMatch, reference 26, which is the latest advancement in semi-supervised image classification task. Strong augmentation is applied for detection training of the student model and weak augmentation is used for pseudo-labeling of the teacher model. In theory, our framework is applicable to mainstream object detectors, including single-stage object detectors, reference 15, 17, 21, 30, and two-stage object detectors, 22, 9, 5, 35, 34. To allow a fair comparison with previous methods, we use faster RCNN, reference 22, as our default detection framework to illustrate our method. 3.2. Soft teacher. The performance of the detector depends on the quality of the pseudo-label. In practice, we find that using a higher threshold on foreground score to filter out most of the student-generated box candidates with low confidence can achieve better results than using a lower threshold. As shown in Table 9, the best performance is achieved when the threshold is set to 0.9. However, while the strict criteria, higher threshold, leads to higher foreground precision, the recall of the retained box candidates also falls off quickly. As shown in Figure 3, when the foreground threshold is set to 0.9, the recall is low, as 33%, while the precision reaches 89%. In this case, if we use IOU between student-generated box candidates and teacher-generated pseudo-boxes to assign foreground and background labels, as a general object detection framework does when real box annotations are provided, some foreground box candidates will be mistakenly assigned as negatives, which may hinder the training and harm the performance. To alleviate this issue, we propose a soft teacher approach which leverages richer information from the teacher model, thanks to the flexibility of the end-to-end framework. Specifically, we assess the reliability of each student-generated box candidate to be a real background, which is then used to weigh its background classification loss. Given two box sets, B squared and 64, with BIS denoting boxes assigned as foreground and BIS denoting the boxes assigned as background, the classification loss of an unlabeled image with the reliable weighting is defined as SU AUT SASTARVI NJNBGWJ EXIC, where GELS denotes the set of teacher-generated pseudo-boxes used for classification, LCLS is the box classification loss, R is the reliability score for JTH background box candidate, NTs and NBs are the number of box candidates of the box set, B and 1, 9%, respectively. Estimating the reliability score R is challenging. We find empirically that the background score produced by the teacher model with weak augmented image can well serve as a proxy indicator of R and is easily obtained in our end-to-end training framework. Specifically, given a student-generated box candidate, its background score can be obtained simply by using the teacher, BGT, to process the box through its detection head. It is worth noting that this approach, unlike the widely used hard negative mining approaches, e.g., OHEM, reference 25, or focal loss, reference 15, is more like a simple negative mining. For comparison, we also examine several other indicators. Background score of student model, BGS, another natural way to generate the background score is to use the prediction of student model directly. Prediction difference, pred diff, the prediction difference between the student model and teacher model is also a possible indicator. In our approach, we simply use the difference between the background scores of the two models to define the reliability score, BG, where Ps and PT are the predicted probability of the background class of the student and the teacher model, respectively. BG, intersection over union. The IOU between ground truths and box candidates is a commonly used criterion for foreground-background assignment. There are two different hypotheses about how to use IOU to measure whether a box candidate belongs to the background. In the first hypothesis, if the IOU between a box candidate and a ground truth box is less than a threshold, e.g., 0.5, a larger IOU indicates the box candidate has greater probability of being background. This can be viewed as an IOU-based hard negative mining, which is adopted by FAST RCNN, reference 6, and FASTER RCNN, reference 22, in the early implementation. In contrast, the other hypothesis suggests that box candidates with a smaller IOU with ground truths are more likely to be backgrounds. In our experiments, we validate both hypotheses and name them as LU and reverse LU. 3.3. Box jittering. As shown in 3b, the localization accuracy and the foreground score of the box candidates do not show a strong positive correlation, which means that the boxes with high foreground score may not provide accurate localization information. This indicates that the selection of the teacher-generated pseudo-boxes according to the foreground score is not suitable for box regression, and a better criterion is needed. We introduce an intuitive approach to estimate the localization reliability of a candidate's pseudo-box by measuring the consistency of its regression prediction. Specifically, given a teacher-generated pseudo-box candidate by, we sample a jittered box around by and feed the jittered box into the teacher model to obtain the refined box by, which is formulated as follows, by equals refine, jitter, B smiley face. 7. The above procedure is repeated several times to collect a set of n-jitter refined jittered boxes, at I, J, and we define the localization reliability as the box regression variance, 4.1. C. 8. OI equals, K equals 1, sky, oak, 9, 0.5, H, by, plus W, by. Where OK is the standard derivation of the KTH coordinate of the refined jittered boxes set, OI, J, oak is the normalized OK. H, by, and W, by, represent the height and width of box candidate by, respectively. A smaller box regression variance indicates a higher localization reliability. However, computing the box regression variances of all pseudo-box candidates is unbearable during training. Therefore, in practice, we only calculate the reliability for the boxes with a foreground score greater than 0.5. In this way, the number of boxes that need to be estimated is reduced from an average of hundreds to around 17 per image, and thus the computation cost is almost negligible. In Figure 3, C, we illustrate the correlation between the localization accuracy and our box regression variance. Compared with the foreground score, the box regression variance can better measure the localization accuracy. This motivates us to select box candidates whose box regression variance is smaller than a threshold is pseudo-label to train the box regression branch on unlabeled images. Given the pseudo-boxes Greg for training the box regression on unlabeled data, the regression loss is formulated as, where BF is ith box assigned as foreground, N is the total number of foreground box, LREG is the box regression loss. Therefore, by substituting EQU, 4 and EQU, 10 into EQU, 3, the loss of unlabeled images is. Here we use the pseudoboxes Gels and Greg as the inputs of the loss to highlight the fact that the pseudoboxes used in classification and box regression are different in our approach. 4. Experiments. 4.1. Dataset and evaluation protocol. We validate our method on the MS COCO benchmark, reference 16. Two training datasets are provided. The train 2017 set contains 118K labeled images and the unlabeled 2017 set contains 123K unlabeled images. In addition, the VAL 2017 set with 5K images is also provided for validation. In previous methods, 27, 28, 10, there are two settings for validating the performance, partially labeled data. Stack, reference 27, first introduced this setting. 1%, 5% and 10% images of train 2017 set are sampled as the labeled training data, and the remaining unsampled images of train 2017 are used as the unlabeled data. For each protocol, Stack provides 5 different data folds and the final performance is the average of all 5 folds. Fully labeled data. In this setting, the tire train 2017 is used as the labeled data and unlabeled 2017 is used as the additional unlabeled data. This setting is more challenging. Its goal is to use the additional unlabeled data to improve a well-trained detector on large-scale labeled data. We evaluate our method on both settings and follow the convention to report the performance on VAL 2017 with the standard mean average precision, MAP, as the evaluation metrics. N. 4.2. Implementation details. We use the faster RCNN, reference 22, equipped with FPN, reference 14, feature pyramid network, as our default detection framework to evaluate the effectiveness of our method, and an ImageNet pre-trained RESNET 50, reference 8, is adopted as the backbone. Our implementation and hyperparameters are based on MM detection, reference 4. Anchors with 5 scales and 3 aspect ratios are used. 2K and LK region proposals are generated with a non-maximum suppression threshold of 0.7 for training and inference. In each training step, 512 proposals are sampled from 2K proposals as the box candidates to train RCNN. Since the amount of training data of partially labeled data setting and full labeled data setting has large differences, the training parameters under the two settings are slightly different. Partially labeled data. The model is trained for 180K iterations on 8 GPUs with 5 image per GPU. With SGD training, the learning rate is initialized to 0.01 and is divided by 10 at 110K iteration and 160K iteration. The weight decay and the momentum are set to 0.0001 and 0.9, respectively. The foreground threshold is set to 0.9 and the data sampling ratio psi is set to 0.2 and gradually decreases to 0 over the last 10K iterations. Fully labeled data. The model is trained for 720K iterations on 8 GPUs with 8 image per GPU. In SGD training, the learning rate is initialized to 0.01 and is divided by 10 at 480K iteration and 680K iteration. The weight decay and the momentum are set to 0.0001 and 0.9, respectively. The foreground threshold is set to 0.9 and the data sampling ratio psi is set to 0.5 and gradually decreases to 0 in the last 20K iterations. For estimating the box localization reliability, we set NJitter as 10, and threshold is set as 0.02 to select the pseudolabels for box regression. The jittered boxes are randomly sampled by adding the offsets on 4 coordinates, and the offsets are uniformly sampled from minus 6%, 6% of the height or width of the pseudobox candidates. In addition, we follow stack and fix match to use different data augmentation for pseudo-label generation, labeled image training and unlabeled image training. The details are summarized in table 2. 4.3. System comparison. In this section, we compare our method with previous state-of-the-arts on MS COCO. We first evaluate on the partially labeled data setting and compare our method with stack. For benchmarking, we compare the supervised baseline of our method with the results reported in stack and find they perform similarly. The results are shown in table 3. In this case, we further compare our method with Stack at the system level, and our method shows a significant performance improvement in different protocols. Specifically, our method outperforms the Stack by 6.5 points, 6.4 points, and 5.4 points when there are 1%, 5%, and 10% labeled data, respectively. The qualitative results of our method compared with supervised baseline are shown in Figure 4. Then we compare our method with other state-of-the-art methods in fully labeled data setting. Since the reported performance of supervised baseline varies in different works, we report the results of the comparison methods and their baseline at the same time. The results are shown in Table 4. We first compare with the proposal learning, reference 28, and Stack, reference 27, which also use unlabeled 2017 as additional unlabeled data. Because of the better hyperparameters and more adequate training, our supervised baseline achieved better performance than other methods. Under the stronger baseline, our method still shows a greater performance gain, plus 3.6 points, than proposal learning, plus 1.0 points, and Stack, minus 0.3 points. Self-training, reference 36, uses ImageNet, 1.2 m images, and OpenImages, 1.7 m images, as the additional unlabeled data, which is 20x larger than the unlabeled 2017, 123k images, that we use. With similar baseline performance, our method also shows better result with less unlabeled data. In addition, we further evaluate our method on other stronger detectors, and the results evaluated on VAL 2017 set are shown in Table 5. Our method consistently improves the performance of different detectors by a notable margin. Even in the state-of-the-art detector HTC++ with SWIN-L backbone, we still show 1.8 improvement on detection AP and 1.4 improvement on mask AP. Moreover, we also report the results on Test Dev 2017 set. As shown in Table 1, our method improves the HTC++ with SWIN-L backbone by 1.5 map on detection, which is the first work to surpass 60 map on COCOA object detection benchmark. 4.4. Ablation studies. In this section, we validate our key designs. If not specified, all the ablation experiments are performed on the single data fold provided by reference 27, with 10% labeled images from train 2017 set. Multi-stage versus end-to-end. We compare our end-toned method with the multi-stage framework as shown in Table 6. By simply switching from the multi-stage framework to our end-to-end framework, performance is increased by 1.3 points. By updating the teacher model with the student model through the exponential moving average, EMMA, strategy, our method further achieves 31.2 map. Effects of soft teacher and box jittering. We ablate the effects of soft teacher and box jittering. The results are shown in Table 7. Based on our end-to-end model equipped with EMMA, E2E plus EMMA, integrating the soft teacher improves the performance by 2.4 points. Further applying the box jittering, the performance reaches 34.2 map, which is 3 points better than E2E plus EMMA. Different indicators in soft teacher. In section 3.2, several different indicators are explored for reliability estimation. Here, we evaluate the different indicators and the results are shown in Table 8. The background score predicted by the teacher model achieves the best performance. Simply switching the model from teacher to student will make the performance worse. In addition, the improvement of IOU and reverse IOU is negligible compared with BGT. These results prove the necessity of leveraging the teacher model. Effects of other hyperparameters. We study the effects of hyperparameters used in our method. Table 9 studies the effects of different foreground score thresholds. The best performance is achieved when the threshold is set to 0.9, and lower or higher thresholds will cause significant threshold, map at 0.75, map at 0.5, performance degradation. In Table 10, we study the box regression variance threshold. The best performance is achieved when the threshold is set to 0.02. In Table 11, we study the effects of different number of jittered boxes, and the performance is saturated when n-jitter is set to 10.5. Conclusion. In this paper, we proposed an end-to-end training framework for semi-supervised object detection, which discards the complicated multi-stage schema adopted by previous. Map at 0.5, 31.248.833.652.934.252.6 teacher and box jittering techniques. Map at 0.75, 34.036.637.3 approaches. Our method simultaneously improves the detector and pseudo-labels by leveraging a student model for detection training, and a teacher model which is continuously updated by the student model through the exponential moving average strategy for online pseudo-labeling. Within the end-to-end training, we present two simple techniques named soft teacher and box jittering to facilitate the efficient leverage of the teacher model. The proposed framework outperforms the state-of-the-art methods by a large margin on MS COCO benchmark in both partially labeled data and fully labeled data settings. 6. Acknowledgement. We would like to thank Yu Cao for his valuable suggestions and discussions, Yutong Lin and Yixuan Wei for help on SWIN transformer experiments. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.